From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Hundreds of protesters have been detained by police at the climate talks in Copenhagen, while tens of thousands of protesters are on the streets demanding tougher action on climate change. The BBC's Matt McGraw reports.
We understand that several hundred have been detained. We have seen TV pictures of people being the hands tied behind their back, being put, lined up in the street by the police. We don't know whether these people have just been taken out of the march or whether they will actually be arrested in time. We do know that there has been some trouble. There has been some bricks thrown. There have been some proper arrests, as you might term it. But the march has now arrived here at the Bella Centre, where the negotiators are meeting. And I've just been outside a minute ago to see what's going on. It seems a relatively peaceful event now, and tensions seem to have subsided a bit.
The BBC's Matt McGraw in Copenhagen. House Republican Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee says a climate change agreement would make energy prices soar and ruin America's competitive edge.
If President Obama has his way, the Copenhagen conference will produce mandatory emissions limits that will destroy millions of American jobs and damage our economic competitiveness for decades to come.
Blackburn and other Republicans critical of Democratic-sponsored climate legislation head to Copenhagen next week to voice opposition to the blueprint President Obama will offer. The Senate rolled over a Republican filibuster today and are continuing work on a mammoth year-end spending bill that would increase federal salaries and deliver more than 5,000 pet projects to congressional districts. NPR's John Burnett has that story.
The Democratic-controlled Senate voted 60-34 to bypass a GOP filibuster and move a $447 billion spending bill closer to passage. If it's approved Sunday as expected, it will keep the federal government operating, plus increase the budgets of federal agencies and programs an average of 10%. Among the beneficiaries, the FBI, NASA, veterans programs, car dealers, and federal workers. The House of Representatives passed the budget on Thursday with no Republicans voting for it. Republicans complain the measure spends way too much at a time when the nation's total debt tops $12 trillion. Democrats respond that the measure restores funding cut under President Bush. Next week, lawmakers tackle an even larger spending bill, the Pentagon's $600 billion budget. President Obama must sign the federal budget by December 18. John Burnett, NPR News.
An official in Pakistan says five young Americans arrested in Pakistan had been in contact with the Taliban. A Pakistani police chief says the young men communicated with a Taliban recruiter who may have planned to take the Americans to a northwest province to fight with Taliban and Al-Qaeda insurgents against U.S. forces. He says the men told FBI agents they were on a mission to be martyred. The five are being questioned today in Lahore, Pakistan, by FBI officials and Pakistani intelligence personnel. This is NPR News. 2009 was a particularly bad year for police officers caught up in gun violence. Preliminary statistics provided by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund show the number of on-duty officers killed by gunfire rose more than 20% from the year before. Experts say they're surprised by the number of officers who were specific targets of violence. The Canadian government continues to be dogged by the Afghan detainee issue. In Parliament, the opposition succeeded in passing a motion demanding the release of documents related to detainees, a demand that the government has chosen to ignore. Dan Karpinchuk has details.
The minority government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper is citing concerns over security as the reason to ignore the parliamentary vote. The issue is over whether senior government and military officials turned a blind eye to the torture of detainees in Afghan prisons who were transferred there by Canadian soldiers. International Trade Minister Stockwell Day says the government is legally barred from turning over sensitive information about the Afghan mission. But Parliament's own law expert says that argument is absurd. The opposition motion passed 145 to 143, and by ignoring it, the government could be found in contempt, setting the stage for a possible legal challenge and more heated debate when Parliament resumes in January. For now, Prime Minister Stephen Harper has ducked the issue and has the Christmas break to come up with a new strategy. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A major sponsor of Tiger Woods says it will phase out its advertisements starring the world's number one golfer while he takes time to work on his marriage. Gillette is the first major sponsor to distance itself from the superstar athlete after several women claim they've had affairs with Woods. Other sponsors are weighing their options and trying to measure the fallout from the sex scandal surrounding Woods. I'm Carol Van Dam in PR News in Washington.